You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the Business Book Club, where we break down the world's best business and personal development books, all in under 5 minutes. If you think our content adds value, please like, subscribe, and hit that bell. I'm Hannah Halley, and today we're diving into Likeable Badass by Alison Fregale. If you've ever felt like you have to choose between being liked and being respected at work, this book is for you. Alison Fregale, a leadership expert and professor, tackles one of the biggest workplace challenges, especially for women. How do you balance confidence, authority, and power without being seen as too aggressive or worse, unlikable? Many women feel trapped in a trade-off. If they're warm and friendly, they risk being overlooked. If they're assertive and direct, they risk being labeled as difficult. But Fragile argues that you don't have to choose. You can be both likable and powerful, and she provides research-backed strategies to own your success without sacrificing who you are. So let's break it down. One of the biggest myths in leadership is the idea that you can either be liked or respected, but not both. Fragile's research shows that the most influential people master the art of being both relatable and authoritative. It's not about picking one or the other, it's about balancing both. Likeability matters. People support and follow those they connect with. Competence matters. If you want to lead, people need to trust your skills and decisions. The key is to master both, intentionally. Think about a leader you admire. Do they blend warmth with confidence? Probably. And that's what makes them effective. Women are often told to speak up, be more confident, or take charge. But when they do, they sometimes face criticism that men don't. Fragale offers tactical strategies to communicate with authority while maintaining positive relationships. One way to do this is to own your recommendations. Instead of saying, "We think this is the best decision," say, "I recommend this approach because..." That small shift reinforces your expertise. Another strategy is to match directness with warmth. A confident posture combined with a friendly tone makes you more persuasive. And then there's the way we talk about our own success. Many professionals, especially women, downplay their achievements, afraid of seeming arrogant. Fragale says, stop that, own your success. Confidence is not arrogance. You can be proud without being boastful. Instead of saying, I was lucky to get this opportunity, say, I worked hard for this and I'm excited to take on the challenge. Small shifts in language change the way people perceive your authority. But being a likable badass isn't just about communication. It's about setting boundaries and commanding respect. Fragale offers key strategies, including learning to say no without guilt, controlling the room with strong presence, and knowing when to listen before you speak. And here's a simple but powerful trick. Speak last in meetings. Research shows that those who listen first and speak later hold more influence because their words carry more weight. The most powerful people in the room aren't always the loudest. They observe, reflect, and then make their point with impact. So, what can we take away from Likeable Badass? You don't have to choose between being liked and respected. You can be both. Confidence and warmth together equals maximum influence. Own your success. No more downplaying your achievements. Set boundaries and communicate with clarity to maintain authority. Leadership isn't about being loud, it's about being impactful. So, Are you ready to become a likable badass? That's it for today's episode of the Business Book Club. If you've ever struggled with balancing confidence and likability, this book is a must read. Let me know in the comments. What's one strategy from today that you'll start using right away? Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more powerful book summaries that inspire growth and success. And remember, own your power, own your success, and never apologize for being a badass. See you next time.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.